And welcome back to the boys' game here on KMEM. It's 7:33. Temperature currently at 35 degrees. Tonight's boys' game is being brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors, and they include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, family-owned for over 40 years, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions, just north of Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs, just north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis, 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis. And now, let's take it back out to Tiger Gymnasium for tonight's boys' game. With that play-by-play, here's KMM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave. And it is the boys' turn. As let's take a look at the starting lineup for first for Harrisburg. It'll be Austin Darlin, a junior. Braden Ott, a junior. Jace Carr, a senior. Tanner Lamis, a junior, or senior rather, and Braden Stevenson, a senior. So Austin Darlin, Braden Ott, Jace Carr, Tanner Lamis, and this last guy, I'll get him when the lights come back on. Right now, it's the Scotland County Tigers. So let's see who the first guy off. It should be Garrett Cerrone. As I'm waiting for the Nathaniel Orton. Yep, Garrett Cerrone, first guy out. That should be Corbin Spurgeon, and here he comes. Trey Stockler will start. Hunter Holt. I had Hunter Holt down. Gabe Hamlin. And Owen Triplett will round out the Tigers. The lights come back on. There they are. And Brayton Stevenson, the fifth starter for the Harrisburg Bulldogs. They are 5-1. Scotland County comes in with a record of 2-4. It'll be Trayton Bucklew to start, and Spurgeon will jump center. And Brayton Stevenson will jump center for Harrisburg. We're set to play basketball. Ball is up. Tippett's controlled by Harrisburg on the run out. Put up and good. That was by Tanner Lamis. So Lamis picks up his first two of the ball game. Man-to-man defense by Harrisburg as Spurgeon with the basketball. Spurgeon dribbles between the two circles, guarded by Darwin. Well, to Trayton Bucklew on the right wing. Bucklew kicks it out to Triplett, top of the key. Now Triplett's going to back off, gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon in the center circle, dribble top of the key, bounce past the Triplett on the right wing. Triplett guarded by Braden Nott. Now Hamlin to the free throw line. Puts up a 10-footer, no good. And Stevens off the rebound. Here comes Darwin. Now they go right to the basket. Lamis puts up the shot and missed it, but Brandon Ott puts it up and in. 2 points for Braden Ott. As here comes Spurgeon to the right block, kicks it out to Trayton Bucklew. Bucklew gets everybody in there and puts up a 10-footer, no good. Stevenson off with the rebound, a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be against Scotland County. As they'll call it on Jared Cerrone. Nope, they call it on Cabe Hamlin. So Hamlin picks up his first foul. Harrisburg talking to Coach Kyle Fisher, says we're not very big, but we're fast. So Tanner Lannis gets the ball to Darwin on the right wing. Ott back to Lannis on the right wing. Inside to Stevenson on the right lane, kicks it over to Ott on the left wing. Ott kicks it back to Lamis for three on the way. No good. But the rebound comes off to Darwin. He'll try another three. Bullseye! It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled by Trayton Bucklew. So Lamis will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. So Lamis has five. And Trayton Bucklew just picked up the foul. That's his first. as Lannis eyes it, fires it, got it. 6 points for Lannis, and it's quickly 8-0. Full court pressure by Harrisburg as Cerrone brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Owen Triplett. Triplett takes it down to the paint. Now Buckley in the left corner. Kicks it out to Spurgeon, top of the key. Triplett will try a three. No good. Airballed it. But Spurgeon with the rebound. His put back, no good. But a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Austin Darwin. Wait for the scoreboard. Yep. So Darwin's the one that picked up the foul. That's his first. And Spurgeon at the line. He'll shoot two shots. First shot up. No good. Still 8-0. Just 2 minutes into this ball game, Harrisburg with a lead. Spurgeon eyes it, fires it, and it wouldn't go down. And out with the rebound, Jace Carr. Quickly down the floor, it goes to Ott. Ott will take it to the basket, puts up a running 10-footer. No good. Peyton Buckley with the rebound. Gets it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon takes it to the right wing. Looks inside. Finds Hamlin in the double team. Hamlin tried to push through it and walk with it. So he's going to be double teamed down there all night long. So Jace Carr will inbound to Lannis. As Charlotte County comes out in either a 1-2-2 or a 2-3. They get it inside to Stevenson on the right block. Stevenson in double team, lost the ball, and Spurgeon comes out with it. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline to Buckle on the left wing. Triplett in the left corner. Spurgeon on the left wing inside to Hamlin, the dotted line. Hamlin puts it up and got it. Gabe Hamlin, nice move, has 2 points, and it's 8-2. Harrisburg was the lead in the basketball as Lannis. Gets the ball over to Ott. He'll try a three. Bullseye! As Braden Ott with 5 points. 11-2 as pressure by Harrisburg. Triplett in the backcourt will bring it across the timeline. Guarded by Lannis. Takes it right to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. Owen Triplett with 2 points. Lannis brings it across the timeline. Finds Darwin, bad pass, stolen by Cerrone. Cerrone pulls up on the right wing, gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon had the ball slapped out of bounds from behind by Jace Carr. It'll be Scotland basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Now three, Stevenson checked out, Lannis will check out. Seems like to me there should be another one checking out, and there is a timeout on the floor. 4:30 left to play. In the first quarter, Harrisburg 11, Scotland County 4, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Community Bank of Memphis doesn't want you to be a victim of identity theft. Thousands of Americans have their identity stolen every year. It occurs when someone uses personal information like your name, social security number, and debit or credit cards to commit fraud or other crimes. Be sure to report lost or stolen credit cards, checks, and debit cards immediately. Store important papers in one of our safe deposit boxes. Remember, Community Bank of Memphis will never call you to request your account number or access to your computer. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. 4:30 left to play in the first quarter. Spurgeon will inbound for the Tigers underneath his own basket. Gets the ball out to Triplett on the left wing. Well, beyond the arc, Triplett gets the ball inside to Hamlin off glass. Got it. Nice pass. Entry pass by Triplett. Nice job by Hamlin finishing off. He has four. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Tip up. No good. That was by Travis Gardner. And out with it comes Spurgeon. Spurgeon to Buckaloo on the left wing. Back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon between the two circles. Out pops Triplett between the two circles. And now Cerrone on the right wing. Back to Spurgeon, top of the key. Spurgeon hands it off to Buckaloo. Buckaloo takes it down among the trees, puts up the shot block. Now Hamlin gets on the floor, saves the ball to Cerrone. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye! Owen Triplett, top of the key, bounced one home. He has five, and it's 11-9. Harrisburg with the lead. As Hunter Cole with the basketball. Gets it down to Jace Card. Turnaround 10-footer, no good. Spurgeon comes off of the rebound. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline. Spurgeon out to Buckley for three. No good. And out with the rebound comes Braden Ott. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jared Cerrone. I think he said two. Yes, he did. So Cerrone picks up his first foul. Second team foul against Scotland County. So Lannis comes back in for Harrisburg. It's Lannis across the timeline. Dribbles between the two circles. Scotland County goes man-to-man as Lannis on the right lane, left side of the circle. Gets it to Cole. Cole tried to go around Vince Dale, and Dale fouls him. So Dale picks up his first foul. 13 foul against Scotland County. As Cole tried to get it into Lannis. Stolen away by Cerrone. Cerrone the hoop, plays it up, got it. 2 points for Jared Cerrone. We're tied at 11. As Lannis will bring it across the timeline. Long three on the way, no good. And fights for the rebound, and Gardner gets it, puts it back up, no good. And Tripler comes out and tried to get it out to Cerrone and knocked out of bounds by Hayden Samuels. This goes out of bounds, last touch by Samuels. Pressure by Harrisburg. Triplett gets it into Cerrone. Cerrone takes it down the far sideline, guarded by Darwin. Now hands it off to Spurgeon. Spurgeon bounces fast inside. It goes to Hamlin. Turn around. 10-footer. Tips it off. Glass got it. 6 points for Cerrone. A 2-point Scotland lead as Lannis to the free throw line. Had the ball slapped out of his hand, picked up by Triplett, and a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Lannis, I think. Yes, it will. So Tanner Lannis picks up his first foul. Second team foul against Harrisburg. Now Stevenson will check back in for Harrisburg. Gardner will set down. And Triplett will inbound to Spurgeon. Spurgeon across the timeline. Triplett. Triplett has it between the two circles. Now Hamlin at the high post gets it underneath to Dale. Puts his shot up. Got it. 2 points for Vince Dale. 4 points. Scotland County lead. 1:42 left to play in the first quarter. As Lannis has it on the deep left wing. Lannis gets it to Cole. Out pops Darwin, top of the key. Inside to Stevenson. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Hamlin. So Hamlin will pick up his second personal foul. As back in the ball game will come Braden Ott. And out will go Hunter Cole. Harrisburg will inbound underneath their own basket. Ott gets it in to Lannis. Back to Ott. Ott puts a shot up over Hamlin. No good. Hamlin with the rebound. Gets it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to the left wing to Triplett. Inside to Buckley. Buckley double dribbled the basketball. 1:14 left to play in the first quarter. Collin 15, Harrisburg 11, as Lannis will bring it across the timeline for the Bulldogs. Man-to-man defense as Lannis takes it right to the basket off. Glass got it. 8 points for Tanner Lannis. Frazier again by the Bulldogs. Hamlin gets it inbound, gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Darwin. Now Triplett will try three. Bullseye! Owen Triplett has 8 points. 18-13. Scotland with the lead as Lannis has the top of the key to Darwin to get it inside to Stevenson. Now top of the key for three. Bullseye! That is great knock. And he has 8 points. 2 points, Scotland lead as Spurgeon runs into Hamlin and walks with it. Hamlin tried to set a screen as Jared Cerrone will check in. Spurgeon will check out with 18 seconds left to play in the quarter. 18-16. Collin County with the lead is Lannis. Will walk the ball across the timeline, picked up by Jerry Cerrone. So Lannis around the pick set by Stevenson. Lannis goes right to the hoop, lays up a shot, no good. Dale over the rebound. Cerrone. Cerrone throws up a three, no good. And at the end of the first quarter with the score, Scotland County 18, Harrisburg 16. Back in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand that life can be hectic. That's why we've made banking so convenient for you. With our online banking service, you can check your balance, view recent transactions, and even pay bills, all at the click of a mouse. And with our mobile app, you can do the same, on your phone, anytime, any place. Come into any of our three locations and we can help get you started. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. As we start the second quarter, Scotland County leading Harrisburg 18-16. Scotland County will have the ball. Pressure by Harrisburg. As the inbounds pass comes to Cerrone. As Cerrone will bring it across the timeline. As he's guarded by 44, whom I don't have a number for 44. And then to Dale, and he walked with it. So it'll go to Harrisburg. And bounce past Jace Carr, gives it to Lannis. And Lannis will bring it across the timeline to the 44. Now Carr has it top of the key, and he walked with it. And I'm trying to find the 44, and for the life of me, I can't find it. So I can't even call him Stevenson. So full court pressure by Harrisburg. Inbound pass to Spurgeon. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Carr. Now Spurgeon down the left lane to Dale in the left corner. It's an inside to Hamlin. Puts up a shot blocked by Stevenson. But Vince Dale gets the rebound, gets it out to Cerrone on the right wing. Cerrone drives the right baseline. Now fans back out in the corner, gets it inside to Bacalou. Puts up the shot, missed it. And Stevenson off the rebound. Long pass down to Lannis. Lannis gives it off to Stevenson, and Stevenson puts it up and in. So 2 points for Stevenson. Here comes Cerrone, tied at 18. Now Spurgeon, cut off on the left baseline by Jace Card, brings it out to the left wing. Now Hamlin in the left corner to Buckaloo, top of the key to Dale, inside to Hamlin. Hamlin to the block, lays it up, missed it. And Carr off the rebound, but stolen away by Dale. Gets it out to Spurgeon for three. Bullseye! Corbin Spurgeon with his first points of the night. And it's 21-18 as Lannis will bring it across the timeline. Scotland County man-to-man to the top of the key. They give it to that 44. Now three on the way. Bullseye by Ott. That's his second in a row. He has 11, and we're tied at 21. Spurgeon gets the ball to Buckaloo as Buckaloo is fouled. And we'll see if Nathaniel Orr has a 44. Yes, it's not, because he... So Owen Triplett will come in, and Hamlin will check out. Give and go back to Spurgeon, puts his shot up, missed it, gets his rebound, puts it up again, and missed it, but a foul. Foul's going to be on Lannis, I think, and it will be. So Tanner Lannis picks up his second personal foul. Corbin Spurgeon will go to the line to shoot a pair. He has three, looking for four, shots up, missed it. 5:54 left to play in the first half. We're tied at 21. Corbin Spurgeon backs off the line. Now stands back on. takes a deep breath, shot on the way, got it. 4 points from Corbin Spurgeon. 1 point, Scotland lead as Lannis will bring it across the timeline. Lannis has it between the two circles, dribbles around to the deep left wing. Inside it goes to Carr. Carr backs in triplet. Off the block, lays it up and in. Chase Carr has 2 points. Brazier by Harrisburg. Inbound pass to Cerrone. Cerrone walked with it and knew it. He was looking for Buckaloo, and he wanted to throw it, I think, to Trayton Buckaloo, trailing the play. And Buckaloo wasn't looking at him, so he tried to hold up and walked with it. Ott will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, but he drew the foul. So Braden Ott will go to the line to shoot a pair, as the foul's going to be on Vince Dale, I believe. Vince Dale, no, going to be on triplet. That's his first. As Ott's free throw up, got it. 12 points for Braden Ott. So now Stevenson will check out, and back in the ballgame comes Travis Gardner. So Ott with 12, looking for 13. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 13 points for Braden Ott. And 24-22 as Lannis will check out. And I'm thinking that 44 checks in. Well, I'm thinking 24, maybe. Yep, there's no 24. As Spurgeon across the timeline, takes it to the left wing, now the left baseline, gives it to Triplett. Triplett tried to get it back to Spurgeon, stolen away by Ott. Here comes Harrisburg. As Ott behind his back dribble, 3 point on the way, airballed it. He's going to hear about that one from the student section. So Spurgeon will inbound against Brazier. Gets the ball in to Triplett. As Triplett guarded by Ott, well, still in the backcourt. Still in the backcourt. Brings it across the timeline. Spin move at the top between the two circles. Gives it to Buckaloo on the right wing. As Buckaloo is cut off on the right baseline. Kicks it back out to Spurgeon on the right wing. Spurgeon takes it back out in the center circle. Now he's guarded by Darwin. Bounce pass to Dale inside the Hamlin off glass. Got it. Nice empty pass. Give the assist to Dale. 25-24 now. 3-pointer on the way by Ott. Bullseye. 16 points. For Braden Ott, 28-24. Harrisburg with the lead. Here comes Spurgeon across the timeline. He gives it to Triplett. In the right corner to Dale. Dale inside to Hamlin. Hamlin and double team. Goes out to the right wing. Now gives it back to Spurgeon. He dribbles out between the two circles to Triplett on the right wing. There's Triplett. With the dribble. It's inside. Still with the dribble. Kicks it out to Spurgeon between the two circles. Man-to-man defense as Hamlin gets it down on the block. Off glass. Got it. 10 points for Cade Hamlin. 28-26. Harrisburg up by two with the basketball. It's Ott. Downtown Memphis. It's up a three. Bullseye. Three in a row for Ott. He has 19 points. Now Spurgeon being guarded by Darwin. Darwin knocked the ball out of his hand, out of bounds. Stevenson will check back in as coming into the ball game is Hayden Samuels. And inbounds pass comes to Triplett. Samuels fixed up Triplett across the timeline. As Owen Triplett inside the arc on the left wing. Picks up the dribble, looks for somebody, gets it to Dale. Dale on the baseline. Had the ball knocked away, picked up by Buckaloo. Now Triplett puts up the shot, blocked by Stevenson. And a foul's going to be on Stevenson. And I'll tell you what, Kyle Fleet, you can't believe it. So Rayton Stevenson picks up the foul. And Owen Triplett at the line to shoot two. First shot up, no good. As Owen Triplett has 8 first-half points. 2:54 left to play in the first half. 31-26, Harrisburg with the lead. As Triplett's shot off the heel of the rim, no good. Hamlin with the rebound. Hamlin kicks it back out to Dale, puts up the shot, no good. Stevenson with the rebound to Ott. Ott brings it across the timeline, got it by Buckley. Fans out to the right wing. Now he goes into the paint. I think the foul's going to be on Trayton Buckley. Yes, it will. So Trayton Buckley picks up his second personal foul. And Ott at the line. At 19 looking for 20. Shot up, in and out, no good. And off the rebound comes Spurgeon. Spurgeon takes it down the left lane. Kicks it inside to Hamlin, dotted line. Hamlin walks with the basketball. Trying to gain a little position. And he dug the pivot foot. So Darwin checks out. Lammas will check in. And Cerrone checks in. And Trayton Buckley will set down. 2:28 left to play in the first half. 31-26. Harrisburg is the lead in the basketball. Lammas gives it out to Stevenson. Inside the car. Carr puts up a little 10-foot hook shot. Got it. 4 points for Jason Carr. Owen tripled across the timeline, picked up by Ott. Ott picked up, picks up his dribble, which is somebody stole it to. Out pops Cerrone. This one a foul. The foul is going to be on Jace Carr. So Carr picks up his first foul. That's the 16th foul against Harrisburg. Now Jeremy Austin wants a timeout. 2:01 left to play in the first half. It's Harrisburg 33, Scotland County 26. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri knows every minute of your day counts, so it's good to have a few time savers on your side. Take internet banking, for example. It allows you to bank from home or a mobile app rather than having to make an extra trip to the bank just to check your balance, transfer funds, or view recent transactions. You can even pay your bills online and make a mobile deposit from your phone. Best of all, Exchange Bank offers all of this free of charge. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com and sign up today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. 2:01 left to play in the first half. 33-26, Harrisburg with the lead, Scotland with the basketball. Owen Triplett will bring it across the timeline. Hands the ball off to Spurgeon. Now gets it inside to Hamlin. Triplett for three. Skips across the rim. No good. Lammas off the rebound. Just tried to get it ahead to Ott. Stolen away by Spurgeon. Spurgeon backs in. Throws up the shot off glass. No good. Stevenson with the rebound to Lammas. Lammas across the timeline to Ott in the left corner. Ott will drive the baseline. Scoops up a shot. Missed it. Stevenson had the rebound and lost it out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. Pressure again by the Bulldogs. Inbounds pass to Corbin Spurgeon. Spurgeon will bring it down the far sideline and then lost the ball to Ott. Ott tried to save it in bounds, but I think he couldn't do it. It'll be Scotland basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. So Triplett inbounds to Spurgeon. Spurgeon tries to get ahead to Hamlin, does. Back to Spurgeon between the two circles to Triplett. Triplett back to Spurgeon. As Spurgeon between the two circles. Spurgeon gives it back to Triplett. Now Hamlin, 15-footer on the wave. Got it. Nice shot by Cave Hamlin. He has 12, 33-28. Harrisburg is the lead. Under a minute left to play in the half. Stevenson gets it inside to Carr. Turnaround 10-footer. No good. And Dale on the rebound. Gets it ahead to Hamlin. Hamlin just a little foul. The foul's going to be on Jace Carr. Jace Carr picks up his second personal foul. That's a 17th foul. So Cave Hamlin will go to the line and shoot a 1-1. Hamlin with 12 points, looking for 13. Isaac fires it, missed it, and Stevenson off the rebound to Lammas. As Lammas will walk it across the timeline, probably play for the final shot, down to 32nd. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County. Lannis just dribbles in the center circle. Down to 25. Scotland County just going to let the clock run out. If that's what Harrisburg wants to do. Now it's under 20. Down to 15 is Lannis in the center circle. 13, 12, now we're going to go as Lannis. And the ball stolen away by Spurgeon, but now picked up by Stevenson to the basket, lays it up, missed it, but drew the foul. As Stevenson was there, Lannis had the ball almost swiped away by Spurgeon. As the foul's going to be on Cabe Hamlin. And that's three on Hamlin. As Stevenson with two, looking for three. Shot up, got it. 3 points for Brayton Stevenson. Now Gardner checks in. Lannis will check out. And Lucas Derflinger will check in from Scotland County. Cabe Hamlin will check out. 2.6 seconds left to play in the first half. As Stevenson's next shot up, missed it. Tip up, no good at the buzzer. Shot put up by Ott, no good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Harrisburg 34 and Scotland County 28. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Shop these Christmas specials for the entire family at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis. During the month of December, jeans, pants, and slacks, long underwear, tops, and bottoms, and socks by the pair or package. Buy one at regular price, get the second at half price. Carhartt, Wrangler, and Dry Duck coats, jackets, vests, and sweatshirts, they're 20% off. Denim bibs and duck insulated bibs by Key. Big Smith, Liberty, and Carhartt, they're 10% off. And take 20% off suits and sport coats, belts, ties, wallets, unlined and lined gloves, and stocking caps. All during this month of December at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis.
Girth Funeral Service in Memphis is proud to have served the families in this area since 1904. For over four generations, families have turned to Girth Funeral Service for support and guidance in the most difficult of times. Our sense of compassion promises a meaningful and comforting farewell that celebrates the life legacy of your loved one, while all the while respecting your family's faith and tradition. At Girth Funeral Service, we understand the importance of honoring your family's wishes. That's the Girth Funeral Home in Memphis.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in eight Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto, and equipment coverage. Property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
What do you look for when choosing a grocery store? Great selection, convenient location, certainly fresh food. Jane's Foods in Memphis has all this and much more. Jane's Foods has daily specials at their deli, with hot and cold selections from salads and desserts to delicious fried chicken. You'll shop in a clean environment with great customer service. Quality food products with quality prices. That's Jane's Foods in Memphis. Open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for your shopping needs.
Back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. Scotland County Little Falls are performing a dance routine. So you can hear it, Jingle Bell Rock on the south side. And this is my Jingle Bell Rock here at Scotland County High School. Boy, did I jump ahead a couple of days. But they got it turned up where you can hear it. There's no doubt about it. We're at halftime, the boys came. And Harrisburg leads Scotland County 34-28. Take a look at the first half score in 3-4 Harrisburg. Great Knott with 19 points. Dace Carr with 4. Tanner Lamas with 8 points. And Brayton Stevenson with 3. For Scotland County, Jared Cerrone with 2. Vince Dale with 2. Corbin Spurgeon with 4. Cabe Hamlin with 12. And Owen Triplett with 8. Scotland County led 18-16 after one quarter, but Harrisburg outscored the Tigers 18-10 in the second quarter, and Harrisburg leads here at halftime 34-28. I'll be back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
With shingle prices soaring, the time has never been better to put a metal roof on your home or business. And at Memphis Lumber Company, we can help you do just that. Central Guard Panel Lock Plus Low Rib Metal. Central Guard Metal comes with a limited 40-year paint warranty and more than 20 colors to choose from. Stop by or call Memphis Lumber Company and let us show you how simple and cost-effective a metal roof can be. Memphis Lumber Company at 114 West Monroe in Memphis or call 465-8595. See you soon.
NEMA knows speed matters. Whether you're sledding down a snowy hill or flying through downloads at home, why not give your family the gift of faster internet this holiday season? It's sure to make the new year exciting for the binge watchers, the gamers, the teleworkers, and students in your home. NEMA offers speeds up to 100 meg. That's wonderful speed in our little winter wonderland. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at NEMA Telecom.
Making a list and always checking it twice. Hustle and bustle, working long hours to wrap things up and get the job done. Well, that describes farmers all year long. This holiday season, be jolly, joyful, and thankful. Nutrien Ag Solutions hopes everyone celebrates another year with happiness and cheer. Wishing you a simply beautiful holiday season with added best wishes for a happy new year. Growing our world from the ground up. We are Nutrien Ag Solutions north of Memphis, feeding
the future. Hannah Feeney, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
And welcome back, everybody, Scotland County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Scotland County Tiger Basketball. I'm your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the boys' game, and Harrisburg leading Scotland County 34-28. In the girls' game, it was Scotland County winning their seventh game of the year by defeating Harrisburg 54-25. Scotland County led in scoring by Elena Whitaker with 27 points. Harrisburg led by Carly Ellis, with 10 points. Scotland County led 10-1 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Harrisburg 19-17 in the second quarter. Scotland led 29-18 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland again outscored Harrisburg 10-2. Scotland led 39-20 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, in Scotland outscoring Harrisburg 15-5, and the Lady Tigers won it 54-25. Scotland County improved to 7-0, and Harrisburg girls are 5-2. And I'll be back with the third quarter of this boys' game in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
This year, Slayton Polaris wants to help you decorate your garage or shed for the holidays with a brand new Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, or Ace. Demand is high and inventory is going fast. So stop out and see the team at Slayton Polaris right now during the holiday sales event and order your perfect ride and get it as soon as it's made from the factory. Happy holidays from your friends at Slayton Polaris. 6 miles west of Memphis, then 13 miles north on B.
Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
It can happen so easily. You're out with your friends or coworkers. You're putting back a few drinks. A few becomes too many. It's time to go, and for a moment, you're thinking of calling for a ride. Nah, you're a good driver. You live nearby. You can make it home okay. What are the odds you'll get pulled over? And even so, what's the worst that could happen? You lose your license? You lose your job? You total your car? You kill someone? It only takes one mistake to change your life or someone else's forever. Play it safe and plan ahead to get a ride. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Word of mouth has Dante's dental clinic thriving.
17 new patients? Nice. Is this next month's calendar?
But he needs another dentist to give his schedule a good cleaning.
This is this week? You're kidding. Oh, you're not.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. As we get set to start the third quarter of the boys' game, Harrisburg leading Scotland County in a thrower, 34-28. Both teams around their respective coaches. And we'll see if the starters come back for Harrisburg. There's no more people than are here. This place is loud. And, of course, it's alumni band night, so a lot of the alumni come in to play, fit in with the high school band. So it was twice as loud as usual, as Harrisburg will have the basketball to start the third quarter. J.C. Carr will inbound to Ott as Collin County comes out man-to-man as Lammas. Running 10-footer, got it. Tanner Lammas with 10 points. Makes it 36-28. Virgin across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Harrisburg to the right wing. Now Triplett takes it right at Stevenson. Lays it up and got it. 10 points for Owen Triplett. Lannis will bring it across the timeline to the right side of the circle. Now backs off between the two circles. Gets it inside the car. Car off glass. Missed it. Tip up. No good. Stevenson gets it. Puts it up and in. 5 points for Rayton Stevenson. Full court pressure by Harrisburg as Spurgeon. With basketball, he's guarded by Austin Darwin. Darwin now, Carr picks him up in the right wing. Hamlin takes it right to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, but drew the foul. So Gabe Hamlin will go to the line and shoot a pair. The foul's going to be on Stevenson. That's his second. So Gabe Hamlin with 12 points, looking for 13. First shot up, got it. 13 points for Gabe Hamlin. And Hamlin waits for the basketball. Now he gets it. Couple of dribbles. Shots on the way, missed it. But Cerrone had the rebound, knocked out of his hand, out of bounds. By Stevenson, it'll be Scotland basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Corbin Spurgeon will inbound. Looks for somebody, finds Cerrone in the left corner. Cerrone will take it to the big guy, puts up a shot, missed it, gets his own rebound, lost it, now picked up by Lannis. As Harrisburg wants to run, ahead to goes to Carr off glass, got it. 6 points for Jace Carr. 40-31, Harrisburg with the lead as Cerrone will bring it across the timeline. Cerrone gives it to Triplett on the deep left wing. As Triplett guarded by Carr, out to Spurgeon between the two circles, guarded by Darwin. Hamlin cut off on the left baseline, kicks it out to Cerrone. Cerrone between the two circles, kicks it out to Spurgeon, and Spurgeon will take it down the right lane, out to Cerrone in the right corner. Cerrone looks for somebody, finds Spurgeon. Spurgeon around the top of the key to the left wing. Tried to force it inside to Hamlin. Hamlin draws a triple team. Now Spurgeon for three. No good. Hamlin with a rebound to the dotted line. Now Triplett will try a three. No good. And Stevenson off with a rebound. Gets it out to Darwin. Darwin off glass. Got it. Austin Darwin with 2 points. Spurgeon with the basketball. Still in the backcourt, draws a double team. Kicks it across the timeline to Hamlin, knocked away by Stevenson. Now they get it underneath to Lammas, lays it up, got it. 12 points for Lammas, and Jeremy Austin wants a timeout. 5:31 left to play in the third quarter. Harrisburg 44, Scotland County 31. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. As I guess it was a minute timeout, as Jeremy Austin stands up, so that tells me he chooses a 30. As Harrisburg setting down, that tells me it's a 60, but there's the buzzer. So both teams are going to come back on the floor. 5:31 left to play in the third quarter. As Harrisburg on a 10-3 run right now. As Brasher against Scotland County. Spurgeon in the backcourt. Draws a double team. Looks for somebody. And trying to get it across the court to Jared Cerrone. And it short hops Jared. Goes out of bounds as Vince Dale gets set to check back in. And out will come Spurgeon. So Colvin Spurgeon will set down. Scotland County backs off, and yep, they're still in man-to-man. Ott brings it across the timeline. Picked up by Trayton Buckley. Now Lammas tried to get it inside to Carr, and Carr was in there way too long. The lane violation gives it back to Scotland County. Owen Triplett will inbound. Gets the ball in to Hamlin. Back to Triplett. Triplett around Carr across the timeline to Cerrone in the left corner. Cerrone gives it back to Triplett in the left corner. Drives the baseline, puts the shot up, got it. Owen Triplett with 12 points. 44-33. Harrisburg lead. Lammas at the top of the key. Now across the free throw line. Leans in, puts the shot up, got it. What a shot by Tanner Lammas. 14 points for Lammas. Inbound pass comes to Cerrone. Cerrone has the ball stolen away by Ott. Ott will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. Kicks it to Lammas, top of the key. Lammas dotted line. Chopped up, no good. Tip up, no good. Stevenson with the rebound. Puts it up off glass, still missed it. And Dale comes off the rebound to Cerrone. As Cerrone will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Darlin on the right wing. Had the ball slapped out of his hand. And into the ball game will come Samuel and Gardner as Stevenson and Darwin both check out for Harrisburg. It'll be Triplett to inbound to Trayton Buckley on the right wing. Out to Cerrone between the two circles. Dale on the left wing. Out to Trayton Buckley, top of the key. Buckley looks inside, can't find anybody. Now they give it to Owen Triplett. Takes it down the baseline, just throws up his runner and 10-footer. Got it. 14 points for Owen Triplett. 46-35 as Lammas to the top of the key. Samuel on the left wing skips to the right wing to Lammas. Lammas will try three. No good. And Kate Hamlin off the rebound. Had the ball slapped away, picked up by Lammas. And then Lammas is fouled. Let's see who's going to get it. I think Owen Triplett will pick it up. As Lammas underneath his own basket inbound. Gets it to Ott in the left corner to Samuel. Now Lammas thought about the three. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up and got it. That's 16 points for Tanner Lammas. As now Cerrone in the backcourt. A little over-aggressive was Braden Ott. As Ott's going to pick up the foul. So Ott is number 11. That's first on him. Ott's going to set down. And Hunter Cole will check in. Inbounds pass stolen away by Samuel. He goes to the basket, puts up the shot, missed it. We'll go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. Sal's going to be on Triplett. Yep, Owen Triplett just picked up his third personal foul. And at the line, Hayden Samuel. Shots up, missed it. 3:14 left to play in the third quarter. 48-35, Harrisburg with the lead. As Hayden Samuel looks for his first points of the ball game. Shots on the way, in and out, no good. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Travis Gardner. So Travis Gardner picks up the foul. That's his first. Chase Carr sits down. And Lannis checks back in. So now Cerrone checks out. And back in the ball game comes Vince Dale. Trayton Buckley will inbound against Frazier. Gets it into Spurgeon. Well, Spurgeon came back in. So Spurgeon down the far sideline. Gets it to Dale inside to Hamlin, puts up the shot, and he missed it, but he was fouled. So Cave Hamlin will go to the line, and he'll shoot two shots. We'll see the foul's going to be on. It's going to be on Gardner again. That's his second. Cave Hamlin with 13, looking for 14, and got it. 14 points for Cave Hamlin. 48-36, 12-point Harrisburg lead, 3:06 left to play in the third quarter. Hamlin's next free throw on the way, got them both. 15 points for Cave Hamlin. 48-37. Across the timeline is Lannis. Around a pick set by Gardner, takes it to the left block, fall away 10-footer, missed it, and Dale comes off the rebound. Dale gives it to Triplett, has Triplett across the timeline to the left wing. Brings it with the left hand around the top of the key. The spurs on top of the key. Now Trayton Buckley for three. Bullseye. Trayton Buckley buries a three. 48-40. Man-to-man defense by Scotland. Lannis gives it to Hunter Cole. And now Samuels between the two circles. The Gardner dotted line. Shots up. Got it. Travis Gardner bounces one in. He has two. 50-40. 10-point Harrisburg lead to get the ball ahead to Dale. Now Buckler inside to Hamlin. Hamlin 10-foot fall away. No good. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Triplett, I think. And that's his fourth. And it is. So four fouls on Owen Triplett. Lucas Derflinger will check in the ball game, and Owen Triplett will sit down. 2 minutes exactly left to play in the third quarter. 50-40, Harrisburg with the lead as Darwin inbounds to Lannis. Lannis will bring it across the timeline and the ball off to Hunter Cole. Cole to the top of the key. Now Samuels on the left wing to Stevenson back in the ball game. Lob underneath to Lannis. Gets it back out. To Darwin for three and a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Lucas Derflinger. And Darwin will go to the line to shoot three free throws. 1:42 left to play in the third quarter. As Darwin with two looking for three. Shots up, got it. 3 points for Austin Darwin. 11-point Harrisburg lead, 51-40. As Darwin's next free throw, got it. Well, that's 4 points for Austin Darwin. Now Lannis will check out. And Carr checks back in. So Darwin's next free throw, no good. Missed the hat trick, but down the rebound is Corbin Spurgeon. Spurgeon across the timeline. Here was the right wing. Derflinger on the left wing. Buckley at the top of the key. Gives it back to Derflinger on the left wing. Derflinger inside to Hamlin. Dale on the left side of the circle. Derflinger off glass. Got it. And Lucas Derflinger with 2 points. So 2 points to Derflinger. Samuels between the two circles. Gets the ball to Harley Whitaker on the left wing inside to Stevenson. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And Buckley comes off the rebound to Spurgeon. Spurgeon drives to the left wing, beyond the arc, inside to Hamlin, and a triple team, and Hamlin walked with it. Hawk will check back in, and Darwin will check out. Number 44 checks back in, and Samuels will check out. 50 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 52-42, Harrisburg with the lead and the basketball. Ott will bring it across the timeline. Hands it to Whitaker on the left wing. Now lob underneath by Stevenson, and nobody's there but white jerseys. And they knock it out of bounds. It'll be Harrisburg basketball. They'll inbound it underneath their own basket. Ott gets it to Whitaker. It was out the left wing, trying to get it back to Ott. Battled up in the air and taken by Spurgeon. So Spurgeon across the timeline. The dirt flinger on the left wing. Inside to Hamlin, dotted line. 10-foot jumper, no good. In and out. Carr off of the rebound. Gives it to Ott. There's Ott. He'll bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County. That's Ott. Around a pick set by Stevenson. Takes it to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Ball's down. Rebound comes off to Spurgeon. Hamlin for three. No good. And Hamlin walked with it anyway. And that's into the third quarter with the score. Harrisburg 52 and Scotland County 42. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Thunderstorms can produce lightning, flash floods, or even tornadoes. Be aware of the hidden dangers storms can leave behind. Watch for down power lines after a storm, and if you see one, stay at least 50 feet away from it. Never attempt to move a power line. Call 911 and your local electric cooperative. Keep safety first. Always. A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
This is Derek at 136 Collision west of Memphis. It's basketball season. You're coming home from a Scotland County Tigers victory. Your good mood suddenly changes because all of a sudden you have a run with a deer. When that happens, bring your damaged vehicle to 136 Collision Center. Aaron and I will have your vehicle looking like new and back on the road in time for the next Scotland County Tigers basketball game. But hopefully not another encounter with a deer. That's 136 Collision, just west of Memphis, 660-465-7799.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School. As we start the final 8 minutes, Harrisburg up by 10, 52-42. Scotland will have the basketball. As Owen Triplett back in the ball game, we're playing with four personal fouls, gives it to Spurgeon, deep right wing. Spurgeon dribbles out between the two circles, guarded by Jace Carr. As Spurgeon tries to direct traffic from the center circle, still with the dribble. Now bounces to Dale on the right wing inside to Hamlin. Kicks it back out the right corner to Triplett. Puts up the shot. Drives the basket. Puts up the shot. No good. And then Hamlin puts it up. Blocked by Stevenson. Now it's put back up. And I think Triplett got it. So that's 16 points for Owen Triplett. Makes it 52-44. Ott has it at the top of the key. Now Lamas will try a three. No good. And Cerrone off the rebound to Spurgeon. Now Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline between the two circles. The Triplett between the two circles. Now Hamlin, 15-footer on the way. Got it. 17 points for Cave Hamlin. And now Harrisburg wants the timeout. 6:54 left to play in the ball game. Harrisburg 52, Scotland County 46. And I'll be back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy-duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
Get the most from your vision benefits and flex spending at International Eye Care Center with year-end savings of 50% off all frames. Schedule your eye exam in our safe, clean environment today at IEC2020.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School as Harrisburg with the basketball. Gives it to Ott on the right wing. Darling, top of the key. Now Lannis on the left wing. Lannis gets it inside the Carr. Carr backs in, triplet, ball away, 10-footer, got it. As Jace Carr with 8 points. As here comes Spurgeon down the near sideline, guarded by Carr. Dribbles back out to right wing, gives it a triplet between the two circles. As triplet, hands it to Dale in the right corner. Dale gives it to Cerrone, top of the key. Now triplet in the left corner. Triplet will drive the baseline. Puts up the shot blocked by Stevens and Stevenson. I think it was Carr saved the ball inbound, but Stevenson and Hamlin both had a hold of it. They're going to call it a jump ball, alternating possession, back to Harrisburg. 54-46, Harrisburg leading Scotland County. Starters are back in for the Bulldogs as Lannis gives the ball to Ott. Ott will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Jared Cerrone. As Ott gives it to Lannis around the top of the key. Now Lannis on the left block kicks it back out to Ott. Ott tried to save it from going over and back. It hit Cerrone and goes off Jared and out of bounds. So it'll be Harrisburg basketball. Gives it to Tanner Lannis. Lannis will bring it across the timeline. Dribble top of the key. Gives it to Darwin on the left wing. Now Carr at the top of the key. Inside to Stevenson. Stevenson was in there too long. The lane violation against Harrisburg. Full court pressure by Harrisburg. Cerrone will inbound. Gets it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon brings it down the near sideline to the right wing. In the right corner, they give it to Dale. Dale back to Cerrone. Now top of the key to triplet. Hamlin, 10-footer on the way. Got it. 19 points from Cade Hamlin. 54-48 is Lannis. Dotted line. Puts it shot up. Got it. Ball away, 10-footer. 18 points for Tanner Lannis. 56-48. Owen Triplett brings it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Harrisburg. Triplett picks up the dribble. Gives it to Spurgeon on the deep left wing. As Spurgeon, guarded by Darwin. Reverse dribble. Now Triplett off the baseline. Puts up the shot. Dances around. Got it. 18 points for Owen Triplett. 6 points. Harrisburg lead with the basketball. Lannis takes it down in the paint. Fall away 10-footer. Missed it. And Triplett comes off the rebound. Triplett ahead. It goes Cerrone. Cerrone puts up the shot. Missed it, but drew the foul. Foul may be on Austin Darwin. And it will be. So Darwin picks up his second personal foul. And Jared Cerrone at the line with 2 points, looking for three. Shot up. Missed it. 4:21 left to play in the game. 56-50. Harrisburg with the lead. It's Cerrone. Eyes it. Fires it. Missed it. And Hamlin off the rebound. Hamlin will try a 12-footer. Missed it. And Lannis off the rebound. Gets it down to Ott. Ott reverse layup. What a shot by Braden Ott. 21 points for Ott. A left-handed reverse layup running full board. Here comes Cerrone down the near sideline and dribbled it off his foot out of bounds. And Creighton Buckley will check back in. And Jared Cerrone will set down. 3:58 left to play. 8-point Harrisburg lead with the basketball. It's Tanner Lannis. We'll bring it across the timeline. Top of the key for three. Bullseye. Tanner Lannis with 21 points. 61-50. As Hamlin gets the inbounds pass Owen Triplett. Bounce pass across the timeline to Spurgeon on the right wing. Top of the key, Triplett to Spurgeon. Now, Peyton Buckley step back three on the way. No good. And Lannis comes off with a rebound. As Lannis will bring it across the timeline. Lannis takes it down into the paint, dumps it down low. The Carr lays it up and got it. That's 10 points for Jace Carr. And now a timeout on the floor. 3:16 left to play in the ball game. It's Harrisburg 63, Scotland County 50. Back in a minute. This is KMEN Sports.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Companies. If you thought you missed your chance to refinance and save, think again. Mortgage rates have recently dropped, and Rocket Mortgage can help you save big when you call 8338-ROCKET today. For example, with a $250,000 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, you could get a new low rate under 3%. If your current rate is over 3.75%, you could lower your payment by over $100 a month, saving thousands in interest. But you've got to act now, because no one knows how long these low rates will last. So when you need a simple way to get big savings, Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Refinance offer assumes a rate of 2.99%, 3.21% APR, 70% loan-to-value ratio for the cost of 1.75 points. $4,375 due at closing. Monthly payment of $1,052.66. Taxes and insurance not included. Payment will be greater. Rates current as of 7/26/21. Conditions apply. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Welcome
number 33.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. 3:16 left to play in the boys' game. Harrisburg leading 63-50. Scotland with the basketball as Buckaloo inbounds to Triplett. As Triplett will bring it across the timeline. Triplett dribbles to the right wing. Now gets it to Spurgeon between the two circles. Spurgeon looks for somebody. Dribbles in the center circle. Finds Buckaloo on the left wing. Buckaloo gives the ball to Dale. Takes it to the hoop. Puts up the shot. Missed it. But Vince Dale knew the foul. That'll be the 7-16 foul. The foul's going to be on Braden Stevenson. That's his third. And Vince Dale will go to the line, and he'll shoot two shots. He has two, looking for three. First shot up, got it. 3 points for Vince Dale. 63-51. That's Dale. Three, looking for four shots up. Got them both. 4 points for Vince Dale. 63-52. Harrisburg with the basketball. It's Lannis. We'll bring it across the timeline. Lannis sees an opening spin move in front of the basket. Shots up. Got it. 23 points for Tanner Lannis. Pressure by Harrisburg. Spurgeon tried to get the ball in to Hamlin, or to Vince Dale, rather. Dale couldn't hang on to it, stole it away, and then he picked up the foul. So two fouls on Vince Dale. Five team fouls against Scotland. Carr gets the ball into Lannis in the backcourt, across the timeline. Lannis to Ott between the two circles. Ott sees an opening, gives it to Darwin. Running five-footer, missed it. And Peyton Buckaloo off the rebound. Buckaloo will bring it across the timeline. Virgin for three, no good. And Ott off of the rebound. Now we're off the races. Ott will take it right half. Gave Hamlin, and the foul's going to be on Hamlin. That's four fouls on Cave Hamlin. And Ott will go to the line. He has 21 points, looking for 22. 2:06 left to play. 65-52. Harrisburg the lead. As Ott's first free throw up. Got it. That is 22 points for Braden Ott. Lannis has 23 points. So Ott, 22, looking for 23. Got it. 23 points for Braden Ott. 67-52, Scotland County with the ball. Harrisburg with the lead as Triplett gets it inside to Hamlin. Now Triplett cut off on the right baseline. Buckley for three, no good. And on the rebound, Landis came off with it, and Spurgeon picked pick up the foul. So the foul's going to be on Corbin Spurgeon. That's his first. And Tanner Lannis will go to the line. He'll shoot a 1-1. As Tanner Lannis with 23 points, looking for 24. Shot up, missed it. And Dale runs down the rebound. Gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline to Buckaloo on the right wing, to Spurgeon right wing. Inside to Hamlin on the right lane. And a triple team puts up the shot, walked with it. Out of that triple team, Gabe Hamlin has nowhere to go. So a turnover gives it back to Harrisburg with 1:30 left to play in the game. Lannis behind the back dribble to the top of the key. Now Carr sees it opening, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. Jace Carr with 12 points. Spurgeon will bring the ball across the timeline. 69-52, Harrisburg with the lead. As Spurgeon dribbles to the left baseline. Now he kicks it back to Hamlin, off glass, missed it. And Carr comes off with the rebound to Lannis. They get it back to Darwin. He'll put it up. Got it. 6 points for Austin Darwin. Under a minute left to play as Triplett brings it across the timeline to Hamlin. Hamlin, 10-footer on the way. Missed it. And rebound tipped around. He goes out of bounds. Last touch by Triplett. As now all the subs will come into the ball game. 45 seconds left to play as Aiden Frederick will check in. Dale's already in. Lucas Derflinger checks in. And here comes Sager across the timeline. That's Jordan Sager. They get it inside. Shots put up. No good. And there's a whistle. And a foul. Let's see the foul's going to be on. We're on the wrong end. So Sager picked up the foul. I don't even have him. Yes, I do. But, yep, Jordan Sager picked up the foul. That's his first. And Vince Dale will go to the line, and he'll shoot two shots. Dale has three, looking for four. Shots up, off the front rim, no good. Derflinger with a rebound, puts it up and in. That's 6 points for Lucas Derflinger. As across the timeline comes Sager, kicks it out on the left wing. Now a double zero that I don't have. Evidently, they brought their JVs with them. Sager kicks it out, shots put up, got it. By whoever number 52 is. So I'll have to give him two. And that's the end of the ball game. What's the final score? Harrisburg 73 and Scotland County 54. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Happens so easily. You're out with your friends or your coworkers. You're putting back a few drinks. A few becomes a few too many. And it's time to go. And for a moment, you think of calling a ride. But nah, you're a good driver. You live nearby. You can make it home, okay? What are the odds you're going to get pulled over? And even so, what's the worst that can happen? You can lose your license. You can lose your job. You total your car. You kill someone. It only takes one mistake to change your life or someone else's life forever. Play it safe and plan ahead to get a ride. Drive sober or get pulled over.
I usually start my day with a Vicks Vapo shower. Surrounding myself with soothing Vicks vapors prepares me for a busy day. After all that, I fill the tub and slip into a soothing Vicks Vapo bath to unwind. The start and the end of my day? Perfect. The middle part? Needs work.
Look for Vicks Vapo Bath and Vicks Vapo Shower in a store near you.
In for JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale. It's the last weekend to shop before Christmas. Make room in your sleigh for thousands of doorbusters. Play it smart and fill your cart with 30% off toys. Get double the denim with buy one, get one free Arizona jeans. And slip Yes Please diamonds into her stocking for $22.99 each. Hurry, wrap up the savings. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items 12/17 through 12/19. Doorbusters excluded from coupons. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 28, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 37. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 17. Upper 30s, Sunday, much warmer on Monday with highs in the mid-40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 35.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. It's the final as the Harrisburg Bulldogs win their sixth game of the year by defeating Scotland County 73-54. Taking a look at the scoring first for Harrisburg. Austin Darwin with 4 points. Braden Ott with 23. Travis Gardner with 2. Jace Carr with 12. Tanner Lannis with 23. And Brayton Stevenson with 5. For Scotland County, Jared Cerrone with 2 points. Lucas Durflinger with 6. Vince Dale with 3. Corbin Spurgeon with 4. Trayton Buckley with 3. Cave Hamlin with 19. And Owen Triplett with 18. Scotland County led 18-16 after one quarter. Harrisburg outscored Scotland 18-10 in the second quarter. Harrisburg led 34-28 at the half. In the third quarter, the Bulldogs outscored the Tigers 18-14. Harrisburg led 52-42 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Harrisburg outscored Scotland 21-12, and Harrisburg wins at 73-54. Harrisburg improves to 6-1. Scotland County 2-5. In the girls' game, it was Scotland County ladies winning their seventh game of the year by defeating Harrisburg 54-25. Scotland County led in scoring by Elena Whitaker with 27 points. Harrisburg led by Charlie Ellis with 10. Scotland County led 10-1 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Harrisburg 19-17 in the second quarter and led 29-18 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland outscored Harrisburg 10-2. Scotland led 39-20 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Scotland again outscored Harrisburg 15-5, and Scotland wins it 54-25. Scotland County girls improved to 7-0, while Harrisburg 5-2. So it was a Scotland County-Harrisburg split tonight here at Scotland County High School. And in the girls' game, as you just heard, win their seventh game of the year by defeating Harrisburg 54-25. In the boys' game, Harrisburg wins their sixth game of the year by defeating Scotland County 73-54. As Cave Hamlin had 19, Owen Triplett 18 for Scotland County. Wasn't quite enough as Harrisburg had 3 players in double figures. Braden Ott with 23, Jace Carr with 12, and Tanner Lannis with 23. Harrisburg 6-1, Scotland County 2-5. Our next broadcast on KMEM will be from the Highland Tournament. That starts January 3rd. So we're going to take the next couple of weeks off, catch our breath, rev up our engines, get ready for 2022. And for all of us at KMEM Sports, we wish everybody a very, very merry, merry Christmas. So for Dave Bowden from Scotland County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors, and they include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Harrison Hawkins Insurance Company, with branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, family-owned for over 40 years, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrien Ag Solutions, just north of Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs, just north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mabry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis.